Welcome to the Sparks Team Training Call for Monday, October 15th, 2012. Tonight, we're going to have a couple dealers talking about their activities, as well as a book that I just finished reading called Go for No. It's just a little book that I thought was appropriate for AMSOIL dealers to maybe know about and I want to read themselves. So first thing we're going to do here, we're going to do some questions and answers. And we'll, or not questions and answer, I'm sorry. We're going to do a couple of announcements. First announcement is October 29th. Be sure to mark your calendar and get everybody that you know that might be interested in an AMSOIL dealer, that is an AMSOIL dealer. We're going to have on Tim Golden, which is the regional sales manager for the middle region in the United States, as our guest speaker. So it's going to be a good program. We're going to talk about what's going on at home office, what the future of AMSOIL is, how to build your business. We're going to try to fit all that in 30 minutes. If it doesn't, if we can't fit it all in, we'll continue on for as long as it takes, I guess. But we'll try to keep it as brief as possible. Also, if you have questions you'd like to ask Tim Golden on the program, you think it would be a great question or whatever, I'll be selecting some of those questions from dealers that email me. I'm not going to have a live line for that. It's so just to keep it moving and keep the call smooth and without a lot of noise and whatnot. So it'll just be only two people on the call as far as live lines would be myself and Tim. So if you have a question, email it to me. And I'll post it up there for Tim. I'll put it on the list of things to ask him. So also, if you're in the Tennessee, Kentucky region, and you'd like to attend our holiday party, it's December 8th here in Clarksville. Look at the team newsletter that I sent out for more information, and get your name registered on the list so we know who's coming. Also, wanted to ask if you make sure you're registered on the our dealer training site, which is accountdirect.lube-direct.com. Being a registered user, you can have exclusive access. I have locked down the a few pages on there. One is the archive page. I've locked it down so that somebody finding on the internet just can't download all of my training calls in one place. They'd have to search for it. The calls are available in the blog, but you have to look for them one at a time. And as it becomes more and more extensive as far as training information, more information will be locked down that only dealers in our team will have access to. And this is an excellent tool that you can tell new prospective dealers to help them grow their business. And, one way is say, hey, if you're working with a dealer prospect, let them know I'm part of the Sparks AMSOIL team. We have an exclusive training site. You have access to that as a dealer in our team, and we'll get you registered on there. And then we also have our weekly training call. You call in, and the active dealers on our team talking about what they're doing and everything. So on the list of callers tonight, I wanted to just give heads up. We're going to have Count Direct Brian Frambach speaking in, Chuck Gutleber, John Bontempi, Kurt Oliver, and Robert Murphy. A couple of things going on with each one of those individuals, so we'll see how those are going. So what I want to talk about real quick, I guess for a few minutes, is the book that I just finished. It's called Go for No. I've had it on my list of things to read for a little while, and it wasn't a very hard book to read. It was only 87 pages, I believe. Not even 87 pages, 73 pages, with the last page of 74 is like a quarter of a page. So 73 pages. So you can read that pretty quickly. And I thought it was appropriate for anybody that's an AMSOIL dealer, because the more no's you get in your business, the more success you'll have. And why do you ask that? A lot of people say, well, in order to have any kind of success, you have to have failures. That's how you learn how to do something. And it reminds me kind of something to think about. You know, anything you do for the first time, you're not going to be 100% successful at it. Brian Frambach actually showed us on the way up to Amsel University a new way to tie your shoe. Don't even ask, but there's a new way to tie your shoe out there, and I just had to learn it. On the way up, I took my shoe off, and he said, okay, how do you do it? And I got it maybe, you know, 1 out of 10 times. You know, of course, we had hours and hours sitting in the car on the way up, and I kept trying, and I couldn't get it. Then I tried by myself, and I, you know, I might get it, you know, every third or fourth time. You know, and now I've been tying my shoes this way, this new way. I've been tying my shoes for 6 months since Amsel University, and I don't even think about it. It just happens. It's instinctive. So you got to fail a bunch of times while you're practicing. So at first, if you don't succeed, you know, just keep trying. You know, that's one thing in your business. If you try a new way to get in touch with customers, just don't try it once. Try it several times. Try it for I'm going to try this, you know, 10 times or 20 times before I determine that it's not for me or what have you. So in the book, there's a couple of things that I jotted down that I'd go over real quick. One, they had a little diagram in the middle of it and talked about the five failures, five failure levels and what it takes to progress through them. And level one is the ability to fail. Everybody has the ability to fail, and 80% of the people are here because they don't like to fail. So they have the ability to fail, but they don't try to do new things because they're afraid they're not going to succeed. So 80% of the people are there. They don't ever progress past these next levels we're going to talk about. So that kind of associates with the 80-20 rule, if you want to know that. You know, it's 80% of the or 20% of your business comes from 80% of your business comes from 20% of your customers. So the next level is called the willingness to fail, and people come to accept failure because it's a natural process of seeking success, and only 20% of the people make it to that level. So it's like, you know, I know if I don't try this, I'll never know if I can succeed or not. So I'm willing to try something new. I'm willing to go and do something new. It's just like I'm willing to start my Amsel business. You know, they say, oh, people start these businesses, you know, 90% of the people fail. Well, if you don't start, how do you know if you're going to fail or succeed or not, you know? The third level is called wantingness to fail. And that goes beyond the mere tolerance or acceptance of failure. It's a person that develops a desire to fail with the inner faith that personal growth will follow. So fewer than 5% get, this is in the book, fewer than 5% of the people get to level three. And that's somebody that says they just keep doing something and keep failing over and over until they get it right. You know, that's the wantingness to fail. You know, people try something the first time and they don't succeed at it, they just quit. Well, these people here say, well, if somebody else can do this, I can do it. Keep doing it until I can succeed. Number four is failing bigger and faster. And some people decide that going all in that case, the consequences can be disastrous, but at the same time, the payoff could be substantial. So failing bigger and failing faster. That you know, that's somebody in your business to say, let's go and try something new. So, you know, and sometimes it's monetarily, sometimes it's time, and so forth. But if you don't try that, you don't know if you can succeed. So failing bigger and faster. And then level five is called failing exponentially. And that's when people enlist the help of others to fail with them, knowing that if they get the group to succeed, everybody wins. And it takes a special talent for this. It takes a special type of leader to get everybody on the willing. You think of somebody that wants to start a new company and they get investors to invest in it or people that they hire that help them. And some of the, you know, many more companies fail then succeed. You know, there's only one Microsoft, but there's probably tens upon thousands of software companies out there. Some get go out of business, some get swallowed by bigger companies or whatever, what have you, but and that's where you go to that level. They talk about setting goals, and it said setting no goals. You know, set how many no's do I have to get in order to get a yes? So you use your closing ratio. You figure out what that is. So let's say if you need to talk to 10 people and get one person to say yes, then you say, well, okay, how many new customers do I need this week? 10, 20 new customers a week, what have you. So what you'll do is you'll say, well, it takes one person to 10 people that I have talked to get one yes, so I'm going to have to talk to 100 people to get 10 or 200 people. And so you set your goal that way. It's like, I got to get 10 no's today, and it's kind of more of a mental thing. I need 10 people to say no so I can get one person to say yes. And so you just keep going, and it trains you to not be afraid to get shut down or somebody tell you to buzz off or whatever. It just rolls off. Okay, next, then go on to the next person. If the person says no, you go on to the next one. And you get good at doing that. It, you know, I don't even know how many no's I get. I just keep going till I get somebody says yes. So, and another way here, if you want to get a lot of customers thinking about it, is doing a trade show. You know, in one weekend or one type of trade show, you can get in front of hundreds of potential customers. Like the tow show that we did a couple of weeks ago, we had hundreds of people walking by. You know, majority of those people either just kept walking or said no thank you or no I'm not interested, or they might have walked up and looked, took some information, and you know, wouldn't get registered. So those are basically no's, but we did have a good amount of yeses, you know, and that's what we had. That's why we were successful at the show. Another part of the book said no doesn't mean never. And that's one thing to keep reminding yourself of if you're going around visiting and talking to local business owners, or you're maybe working with a dealer prospect or something, or a preferred customer. No means just no, not right now. So you got to find a way to follow up in a timely manner, get them on your email list, you know, follow them on Facebook and what have you, and then eventually down the road, you know, the person might be interested in doing business with you. And they gave some statistics on that 44% of people give up after one no, 22% give up after the second no, and 14% give up after the third no, and 12 people give up after the fourth no. So you add up all those numbers, that's 98% of the people give up before they get their fifth no. And research shows that 60% of all customers say no four times before they finally say yes. So that's why very few people at the higher level of sales, you know, there's very few people up there because they're not willing to go through all those no's in order to get a yes. So the next thing to do is if they do say no, then find out why they said no. If you're dealing with a prospect, well, why? Why wouldn't you use it? You know, and they'll give you their reasons and say, well, if I can send you or give you some information that will answer that question, you know, can we do business then? Well, then they'll give you another, and they just keep lead them to the next no with more information. Eventually, they'll have no reason to say no after that. So a couple of things to think about in the book. It said the founder of the Macy department store, R.H. Macy, failed 7 times before he got his department store off the ground. Everybody knows Colonel Sanders. It took him 2 years of trying to get in restaurants to use the original recipe. It took him, he worked it 2 years and didn't get a single person to buy chicken. You know, and the beauty of that story is he was like 62 years old when he started. So, you know, people can start a business like this at any age and still become successful. Luckily, it won't take you 2 years to become successful. Did you know Babe Ruth struck out 1,330 times? Everybody knows he, you know, had 700 home runs, but he struck out 700 times, you know, so that's another thing. So, now, my question to you guys is, you know, can you go no for no in your Amsoil business? You know, how many people will it take to talk to for them to become a customer? Or what about a dealer? You know, I can't tell you how many I've already talked with over the last 12 years, but I know there's been a whole lot more no's than yeses. And even after I get better at doing it, I still don't close every one. I don't think about it. I don't get it. Well, the person said no. I don't even care if they say yes. I tell people that I'm successful 100% of the time. I do not accept maybe. It's either yes or no, so I can move on. You know, that maybe person when I first started, I don't like, you know, oh, maybe I might be interested, or I don't like that. It's either yes or no. And if it's a no, then I move on and get you to say yes. I don't know. But, and then also think about this. Back in the day when I first got started in Amsoil, I consciously, and talked about this in the book, I would drive by accounts that I would be afraid to go in and talk to, because what if they said no? And so I just drove by. And what if they would have said yes? And if they would have said no, what could I have done to help them say yes? But I just drove by. And now I like, well, heck, why would I drove by? All they can do is say no. It's not a big deal. So if you feel yourself, or you think, he's like, man, you drive by a place that you know you think you'd like to stop, just, you know, after this call, just stop. Just go and stop and just take it off your mind. Then you know, you know, go just, now you don't have to think about it anymore. So, and right now in the AMSOIL business, you know, at this, where we're headed and the way AMSOIL is growing, it's still a small company, but there's business everywhere. Everywhere there's people that are looking for AMSOIL products. I just had a dealer registered this weekend, and he is actually from my hometown. He says, well, I was looking for some AMSOIL, and I couldn't find any place to get it, so I looked and saw you could become a dealer, and now I want to become a dealer. So now he's going to be the place to get it in my hometown back up in Ohio. And there's plenty of opportunity out there, and synthetics now are a lot easier to sell than they were, you know, even when I got started, you know, there weren't very many out, and everybody has a synthetic oil. Ours is just better. So what are you waiting for? Just start collecting your no's so you can start getting your yeses. So with that, I want to open up the call line here. And so anyhow, I'm going to open up the take it off mute. Now, I was going to ask Brian Brambach, are you on?
I'm here.
Hey, Brian. Brian, you're account direct with AMSOIL. I figured I'd let you go first. You guys had an interesting weekend. Why don't you give us a little story about the ticket and what you guys did, and then kind of follow up with a little email that you sent off to AMSOIL today and how that all transpired.
You got it. All right. Well, this weekend, AMSOIL was kind enough to give away tickets to the IHRA drag race finals in Memphis. And it was this past weekend, and they extended free tickets to T1 certified dealers that were in the area. And I requested enough for my family, and they came back and said that they had extras if I'd like to give them to customers and that kind of stuff. And so I took up on that, and I think I got 12-ish tickets. I didn't count them when I got them. I just went nuts on getting rid of them. And so I called up every single one of my customers, and I didn't try to hit them for a sale or anything like that because I had a lot of ground to cover. I got my tickets late Tuesday night, and the race was that weekend, starting Friday. So I got on the phone to everybody, and I called them up and tried to give these tickets away. And I just said, hey, this is Brian. I'm your AMSOIL dealer, and you have an account with me, and I want to see if you would like to go to this race for free. So that's what I did. I went through all of my customers, gave away all the tickets that I could, and the ones I couldn't, I put them on our Facebook page, and it was like a feeding frenzy. They were swooped up probably within about 4 or 5 minutes, something like that. So we kept some out for my family. So Fran, my wife, and Cosette, our daughter, and I, we all went to Memphis this past weekend. So it was kind of nice because it was considered a business trip. So we were able to write off our mileage, and we went to Memphis, a town that we have never been to, and we got to go as business. So we went down there to the track and got in, and we got to see the corporate setup, which was really nice. They have a trailer. It's actually a snowmobile trailer that they have all lettered up with AMSOIL stuff. It's fantastic. And I got to see how they display, you know, their product, and got to see their booth, because basically they came into town, set up the booth, and then gave DJs in the area access to work the booth. So we got to see how that was. I got to talk to some of the corporate folks, which was cool, just to kind of be in front of them and spend a little time. Just they get a little FaceTime. They get to see Brian, and I saw the same guy that I talked to. His name was Jim. I saw him at AU, so it's always a good opportunity to, if you can go to AU, to meet corporate and...
Oh, they're back on. All right.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Go ahead.
Okay.
You there?
Okay. So, yeah. So, anyway, I got to hang out up there with corporate and see how they set up, and it was really a good time. It was, you know, we'd never been to Memphis, so we got to kind of take in a little bit of the sights, went to downtown and had some barbecue, and then came back to the track for round two and watched a little more racing. So we had a good time. It was great to be able to go and write it all off.
Oh, excellent.
Now, when I got back with Michael's advice, I told Michael, Tim Golden, the same fellow that's going to be on the call in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I fired off an email to Tim, and I just thanked him. I thought that them giving away those tickets was an excellent idea. It gave me an opportunity to talk to all of my customers again, and not even with a, you know, a sales pitch. I had to get through to these people, and I had to get it done quick. So I just said, hey, this is your dealer, and I want to help, and I moved on. And so I passed all that information along to Tim that I appreciated them giving us the free tickets so that my family could go to a town we've never been to. But the tickets were also nice to give away. I called my dealers that are in the area, and
yeah,
I made the tickets available to them. So anyhow, it was a great little run. I emailed him all that information that I basically told you guys, and he responded with a nice little email that said, you know, thanks for such a complete and insightful email. So he appreciates getting that kind of feedback back, and he says that they hope more opportunities like this become and or are made available, and they'll certainly continue to partner with dealers and hope that others can, you know, find the same kind of success with freebies that we did. So that's kind of my
story. Exactly. Well, good. Exactly. I mean, that's really the key is you know, letting AMSL know if they do something good or bad, you know, that yeah, hey, this is awesome. I'm glad you were able to do this. This is what I did with this. And now maybe they'll give more of these to people. And maybe when they have more of these events, you know, we'll be able to get more tickets and use that type of deal. So I appreciate you doing that and going to that event. And I'm glad you got to talk to some of the corporate people and see Memphis for the first time. we'll just leave that at that. How's that sound?
That's good.
All right. Well, I wanted to get on Chuck. Are you available, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Chuck. Let's say you got the MailChimp going on from the last week's call, and
yep.
I wanted to ask you what you thought about that, and how hard was it to set up, and what the cost
was. That
wasn't
too hard. The cost was good. It was free. So that's always a plus. But I know it wasn't too hard to set up. I took your advice. I tried to do the newsletter. I sent all my PCs and newsletters, about 15 or 18 of them. And a little bit of, if you're not real familiar with the computer, it's a little bit of kind of navigating through the site once you get on there. But for the most part, it took me about an hour to put it together, and you can do a test email to send to a friend or yourself to check the newsletter out to see how it looks and make some adjustments, and then, you know, fix them adjustments and send it out. It goes in as a campaign. So now I plan on doing one to my dealers below me and one to my retail accounts.
Excellent. And you'll find more ways to use this. I've got one that's on my website that you can, if you're a prospective, it says how to get the most out of AMSOIL, you know, and it's like a 10 email campaign that they email, and then they get like 10 different emails that are spaced out over like 2 weeks or something like that. They can get more information about AMSOIL, information on becoming a dealer. If they don't want to become a dealer, become a preferred customer, maybe they still want to become a dealer, you know, and but you know, so they get that, and then they're on my list, you know. So that's how you build an email list.
That's,
you know,
that's what the newsletter, the next newsletter to the preferred customers will be, definitely mentioning something as far as moving up to a dealer from a preferred customer and different opportunities for that. And the same thing is for the retail and the shelf accounts. I plan on getting something in their inbox, you know, at least once a month, maybe biweekly, just for the fact that they don't get the preferred customer magazine. So it's they just order when they order rather than see my name, see Amazon's name coming in their inbox, you know.
Gotcha. Well, excellent. You know, I think it's a great thing, and I'm glad that free MailChimp works, and I appreciate you giving it a try, and I look forward to seeing some of your emails. So keep up the good work.
Will do.
All right. Robert, are you available?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Robert, I wanted to get you real quick since we couldn't get you on last week. You went to the AMSL Open House, and tell us about that. You live in Kansas, so I'm guessing you went to the Wichita one, and that's also in Kansas. So let us know about your trip.
Sure. Well, it was a fantastic trip, and I was able to take a newly sponsored dealer down with me, so that was a key benefit to kind of broaden his view and perspective over the company. And we got down there. It was about a two-hour drive and was able to meet, you know, the hands that actually packed the boxes and thank them for the hard work that they do behind the lines. So that was good. Now, they had two corporate representatives down there, and I don't remember either one of their names. I'm drawing a blank right now. But they did a very good mingling time throughout the course of the day. They had their one-hour video.
Was Steve LePage there?
Oh, I don't.
Right here,
I wish I could remember.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's all right. But anyhow, go ahead.
But during they had a one-hour video presentation where they introduced, of course, all the products that are out except for the new one that's coming in November on the diesel side. But during that presentation, they had the common objections that we hear, you know, out on the street, and not just their answers for overcoming those objections, but also had direct quotes from guys like yourself and other dealers and how they were handling those objections. And so I thought that was very encouraging and educational. Matter of fact, Michael, that's where your slide was popped up there, you know, when the pricing issue comes up to steer them back towards value and benefits.
Okay.
It did, yeah. And I thought it really established an increased confidence, you know, in my own heart and also this new dealer I took down, knowing that we have a distribution center that close to us, and 99% of the time I do get product, you know, the day after that we order it. And so that was very helpful. Was able to pick up product down there and, of course, save on shipping, and that's true for any, you know, of the warehouses. If you've got one close to you, that's another way to cut some costs there. There was over 50 dealers in attendance. They said up to that point it was the largest turnout in any of the open houses that they had thus far, and that was several in the Wichita area, and then down into Oklahoma from Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Tom Shalen was there, and that was a neat to kind of see him personally. And not only was he there, but he brought his vehicle that was one of the first to be wrapped. And so that was parked out front and was able to do a walk around of his vehicle and see the quality of the vehicle wrapping program. And it was a good...
Excellent.
It was a great opportunity.
Well, good. You know, anybody that's within driving distance, we do have two left. There's one in Chicago and then Las Vegas, and that's October 20th. That's the last two they're going to have here. You know, if you're within a reasonable distance, it can be fun to go see these things. And, of course, you got to talk with other AMSL dealers that might not be in your area, what they're doing and all that. It's the same thing when you go to AMSL University. You get to interact, of course, with some of the corporate people as well, and that's always good. So I appreciate you making a trip there. I didn't realize you had one of your dealers with you, and congratulations on carrying a new dealer with you as well. That's always a positive, as many people you can get. Hopefully you can get yourself and a couple of those new dealers up to the AMSL convention next year, too. That'll be a real special event. You know, Mr. Amatuzio is getting up there in age, but tell you what, he sure, you know, he's still there, and he tells you like it is. So it's going to be a good program up there as well. But last few minutes here is I got John and Kurt. Are you guys on tonight?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you guys just finished the gun show. I wanted to kind of hear from John and Kurt, I guess, kind of together, or, you know, how you want to do that. This was Kurt's first show, right?
Yep. No, actually, I had gone with John once before.
Oh, okay.
We went up to it wasn't as active, was a ham radio operators club.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So, well, good. How did you guys do on the show this weekend?
Well, the show, it was okay. You know, the thing about, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go
you
ahead.
Got me?
Yep.
Yeah, the thing about the gun shows is that you kind of never know how it's going to be. And they hadn't had a gun show there in a while, so the turnout was actually very good. We had a lot of things going for us. The Titans weren't playing on Sunday. That was a good thing for Sunday. The weather was just about right for both days. And the thing is, gun owners, oddly enough, they own vehicles, and they drive the vehicles. And a lot of them have trucks and 4x4s and all this stuff, you know. And, and a lot of them have motorcycles. So, they kind of go by the booth, and you start talking to them, and it works out pretty well. I would say, compared to other shows that I've done there, I've been doing them almost 2 years, that it was probably one of the best attended shows over both days that I've had. So it worked out pretty well.
Good. And so, I'm sure you got a few notes.
Kurt,
what do
you think about it?
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
For me, it was a learning experience because, this was always really the second show, and this one was a lot more active. It was great to have all the people coming up and talk to them. Now, I didn't sign anybody up while I was there, but, you know, we had people fill out cards, so I have some leads to follow up on later on. I've actually talked to two of them already, and then we did give away a preferred customer. And when I called that gentleman, I mean, he was like, yay, you know, I mean, he was really happy that he got the preferred customer. So I'm hoping, he stays on and he places an order. And then we got to talk to it was another marketing. The guys, they sell like tree stands and stuff like that. And he seemed real interested in what we were doing. He liked the marketing strategy. And that is definitely a lead I still have to follow up on.
Excellent. Well, good. Well, congratulations going out there and, working to build your business on a weekend. And I know you guys work full time and sometimes
sure. You're
just getting started. You're going to have to go out there and find little places that are cost effective for you that are going to help you build your business. And, gun
sure,
in your area. Go ahead.
Yep. And Michael, if I could also echo Brian's thing on the drag race tickets, I've got two hot rod shops, and man, they were just happy to get those tickets. I went to both of them, went to a bunch of them. I gave out about 10 tickets for that, and kind of wanted to go myself and figured out, but no, we're going to do the gun show. So that was a decision that we made. So it was cool. It was a good thing that AMSOL did.
Well, good. I'm glad you offered that, and that does make sense. So. Well, we're a little bit past time tonight, but that's okay. We got everybody in. I appreciate everybody getting on. Sorry for a little technical difficulty that I had there, but that's okay. We're getting through it. And I enjoy everybody being on the program. Hopefully everybody has a good week with AMSOL. And your check, if you got an AMSOL check, should be coming here in a day or so if you don't have a direct deposit, which comes on the 15th. So look forward to that, and just keep building your business. And hope everybody has a good night.
God bless you, Michael.
All right, Michael.
All right. Good night.
Have a good one. All right, bye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Michael Sparks.
Yeah.
This is Justin Sloan.
Yes, sir.
Do you recall a customer of yours named